Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast by yours truly. Thanks so much for downloading this, and my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this work. I appreciate it so much. Okay, yesterday was a strange day, wasn't it? Yesterday was April the 24th, and there were a couple of things happening in London town which I found curious. In the first instance, we saw Big Ben stopped at 9 a.m. yesterday morning. Big Ben stopped. And they had to draft in a team of experts to repair it. And I think it started up in a couple of hours' time, something like that anyway. But anyway, Big Ben actually came to a halt. Now, what's remarkable about that is that for several years, that clock tower and the clock was undergoing refurbishment. So there was an awful lot of money spent on that clock, and yet it stopped. The second thing that I found strange was there was a sight of two horses, including a white horse, which was very bloodied, running wild through the streets of Whitehall, central London. And what we're told is, there'd been a training exercise. Household cavalry or whatever had something, they were doing something, and something went wrong, and somehow these two horses got away. And one of them, apparently, I saw some footage of it, I think one of them collided with a vehicle, which was very distressing. If you love animals as I do, it's terrible to see any animal hurt and in pain. But this white horse had blood all over it. So this all happened yesterday morning in London. And instantly, of course, you wonder, don't you? Well, what is the significance of this? Like, when was the last time Big Ben stopped? When was the last time we seen this kind of incident with horses, bloodied horses at that rate? And these were obviously, belonging to the, I assume, the household cavalry. So I thought it was... I don't know, is it just one of those things that happens? Blood-soaked horses and a stationary Big Ben. Apparently, just reading that the four people were hurt after two horses escaped from an army training exercise. Reportedly, the animals had been covered in blood before they bolted, causing the riders to fall and one soldier to be injured. I have no idea where we even start with that. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all, what we're being told. And that's what makes me suspicious of these events. And I know people are going to say, don't be a conspiracy theorist about it. But if there's one thing I've learned over the last few years is that conspiracy theorists is just the propaganda term used against people who ask questions that they don't want. So I'd like to know how come Big Ben did come to a halt after, vast sums being spent on the maintenance and improvement of that clock tower, including the clock itself. How did it stop? I mean, did the batteries run down? What do you think? What could have done it? No explanation forthcoming. And again, I find this story about the horses and how they came to be bloodied and stuff, I find it very strange. I definitely saw footage of it somewhere in social media of these two horses running wild. And this is in dead center of London, all around Whitehall. So very, very strange events in London, does this portend in some ominous way to, is there something being signaled to us? This is what we don't know. If you believe, as I do, in the way in which the cabal signal things that they're going to do, you got to keep your eyes open all the time and look out to see, are they trying to tell us something? I mean, are they not? I don't know. But I find that very strange. And it reinforces my view of London insofar as London's a place I just don't want to be. And of course, I've got good friends in London, very good friends in London, but I just think there's something about that city. There's like a black aura that hangs over it, at least from this distance anyway. Now, maybe if I lived down there, I would feel different, and maybe some of you do and feel different. But just from a distance, I look at or like at London, and I look at it as this is definitely change out of all recognition, and it's still changing. The change, and that's going to become even more obvious when Sadiq Khan wins another term in office, which is coming along very soon. So, you know, I've been telling you that based on the opinion polls, never mind the opinion polls, based on the demographics of London, London isn't a British city in any meaningful fashion anymore. Therefore, it's moving to be this other thing. And I did notice on top of all this, these strange events yesterday, I saw the bizarre sight of Nancy Pelosi, former speaker, in meeting Sadiq Khan in London. Two arch globalists meeting on the very same day that Big Ben stops and on the day that blood-soaked horses run wild in the centre of London. So I think there may well be more to this than just, oh, it's total coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. Do you? Thanks for listening.